being 16 years old doesn't carry much clout in a world of adults. But Superior Senior High School junior Melissa Legess says she's willing to serve on the Superior City Council, even if it means talking about budgets and sidewalks and other dry stuff.
Along with the boring things comes very exciting things and new important things.
The Superior City Council voted unanimously this month to make room for two teenagers to sit on the council as non-voting members. EW Extension Youth Advisor Fariba Pendleton says this helps the quality of life for everyone.
Young people have, you know, visions and ideas that oftentimes we don't consult with them in terms of asking their opinion. We just assume it would be boring to them.
Pendleton says boredom has been a problem in other communities that have tried this. Students lose interest. But Legess says that might not happen if the adults take the teen council members seriously.
I hope that they do, because the way that teenagers are portrayed now isn't very positive around here. It seems that they all think that we're labeled as bad. Once they realize that it's not all bad and we all have, some of us do have very positive outlooks on things, that they'll start to listen and see what we want too, and maybe we can make teenagers have a better rep around town.
The Douglas County Board is thinking about jumping on the bandwagon. It will include adding two teenagers to its board on its next agenda. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.